In this bulletin, calls for further investigations into a historical rape allegation against a senior government member. Auckland enters a week-long lockdown to contain the spread of COVID-19. And in cricket, Auckland's lockdown changes plans for the next two T20 matches between New Zealand and Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is being urged to investigate an allegation of historical rape against an unidentified government MP. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young and Labor Senator Penny Wong received an anonymous letter relating to the allegation. Ms Wong also confirmed she first became aware of the allegation in November 2019 when she ran into the alleged victim in Adelaide. The matter has been referred to the Australian Federal Police. New South Wales Police confirmed the report of allegations of historical sexual violence was received in February 2020, but the investigation was suspended when the 49-year-old woman at the centre of the allegations died. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says the government supports the efforts of police.
Everybody is entitled to natural justice, and it's important to back the police to do their job. We back the police to do their job in this and every other instance, and that's the right way to handle this. I don't wish to see anybody lose their rights to natural justice. I want to see the police empowered to do their job.
New Zealand has begun a seven-day lockdown after a new local coronavirus case was reported. Auckland has moved to alert level 3 and the rest of New Zealand to level 2. Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says it's unknown how the asymptomatic male student acquired the virus after earlier returning 3 negative tests.
Our public health team at Auckland Regional Public Health is undertaking interviews to establish just how this case may have been infected. Initial testing of other household members, that's 4 other household members, has been completed. And the preliminary tests show that 3 are negative and 1 additional family member, the mother, has a positive test result, and it indicates early infection.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern urged people to follow the lockdown rules.
There is no doubt that a contributing factor to the issue we are now facing is that the guidelines and indeed the rules have not always been followed. People who should have been in isolation weren't. That has created multiple high-risk situations. We do not ask of you any more than we think is necessary to keep you and your loved ones safe.
People who live in or have recently visited 11 suburbs in Melbourne's west are being urged to get tested if they have any COVID-19 symptoms. After virus fragments were found in a wastewater sample from February the 22nd. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the virus fragments may be from a person in the early stages of coronavirus or someone who is continuing to shed the virus. The daughter of Captain Sir Tom Moore has paid tribute to her father at his funeral service after his death at the age of 100 from the coronavirus. The late World War II veteran raised millions of pounds for Britain's health service during the pandemic. Hannah Ingram Moore says her father's actions inspired so many.
Who would have thought our little family gesture would become what it did? The first humble goal of £100 that quickly became 1,000, believing that would be tough enough. We just couldn't believe it, could we? When it reached £38.9 million, we are so proud of the way you handled everything that happened. We had been so close as a family before this, but we were thrust even closer together as the world became enthralled by your spirit of hope, positivity, and resilience.
Myanmar's military says the country's United Nations ambassador has been fired for betraying the country. It comes a day after he urged the UN to use any means necessary to reverse the coup that ousted elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. On Saturday, police in Myanmar launched their most sweeping crackdown in 3 weeks of nationwide protests against military rule, arresting hundreds of people and shooting and wounding at least one person. And to sport, Australia's T20 match against New Zealand has been shifted to Wellington due to Auckland's lockdown. The next 2 games will be held in the capital without spectators. The touring party of 18 have already quarantined for a fortnight after landing in New Zealand. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 31, Adelaide sunny 27, Melbourne mostly sunny 26, Hobart partly cloudy 22, Canberra sunny 30, Wollongong mostly sunny 26, Sydney partly cloudy 28, the same for Newcastle, also 28, Brisbane partly cloudy 31, Cairns showers 31, and Darwin partly cloudy 32. This is SBS News.